Mickey, are you a hockey fan?
Oh, a little bit. I grew up near Buffalo.
Ah, Buffalo. There, you know, Buffalo Bills and what? Bad weather. Mm-hmm. Is that not fair to say, bad weather?
Yeah, we call it lake effect snow.
Lake effect snow. But it's not just that. It's the temperatures, you know, that with the winds and whatever.
Oh, yeah. But then I did live in Fargo for 4 years. So talk about wind and cold.
And now you're in Sandpoint.
Paradise.
Well, let's, before we get talking about the event, how long have you been executive director?
Just since February.
Okay. And what does an executive director for the Chamber of Commerce, what does that person do?
Well, it's kind of a jack-of-all-trades type of job. So in addition to being a avid supporter of local businesses, we also encourage tourism to our area. Tourism definitely helps our community and our businesses. And we also act as a visitor center to those who are visiting. It's amazing how many people stop into our visitor center out there on Fifth Avenue. Not only people from out of town, out of state, out of the country, but also locals looking
who
for information.
Who have company visiting and things like that?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with them? Where can I take them?
Mm-hmm. The Chamber puts on events to instill community spirit and opportunities for networking. We put out a monthly luncheon every month to for our general membership, but also guests are invited to attend that as well. That's the third Thursday every month. And we also have our chamber members host business after hours, which are great networking events where people come to experience what that business is all about and to meet the owners, those who work there. And again, just a great networking opportunity.
I'd be sort of curious, you know, in terms of traffic patterns of tourists, I take it that you probably get a fair good number of Canadian visitors coming down?
Yes, we have seen a lot of Canadians lately.
Because I know with both Jack and me here being on First Avenue during the summer, it's a busy place for people walking around back and forth, cutting over to City Beach. Mm-hmm. And what is the most often asked for tourist destination here in town?
Well, we get a lot of where should we go to eat?
Okay.
What should we not miss? What should we see?
Mm-hmm.
And they also want to know about hiking trails.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What are some good radio stations?
I don't get that question very often.
Ooh, and if you did, Mickey, what?
I would know what to say.
Yeah. Do you guys keep track of the numbers, where people are coming from and how many people are coming to town?
We do keep track of, in general, where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been keeping totally accurate counts of number of visitors.
It would be hard, I suppose. What kind of trends are you observing? We asked about Canadians. Where else are visitors coming from this time?
Interesting. All over. I mean, we've had a lot of California, Washington, Montana. We've had some from the East Coast recently. It's always interesting. Where are you from? And we get quite a story. Had one gentleman yesterday who was from California. He had driven all the way to Key West. Then he went up to Maine, came across the central part of the country, and he was heading over to Seattle. And
how long had he been on the road?
Oh,
did he say?
Weeks. Yeah.
And he's going to end up going back home again.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And of course he said Sandpoint was probably the number one destination of that route across the country.
Right? One of his favorites.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. The full,
that's a road trip.
Yeah. The whole perimeter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he timed it right, I suppose, too. No, maybe not. If he's only been on the road for a few weeks, then it's been a summer road trip. It's not like he did the South when it was wintertime and came north with the summer. So all people from all over are coming to town. What do you ask any personal questions like, you know, what brings you here? Are people coming to visit people that they know here largely, or is Sandpoint attracting tourists
It's a wide variety. Yes, yeah. A lot of people are visiting family or friends, but then also just they wanted to see the country and wanted to experience different areas, and they're really enjoying the beauty here.
Yeah.
And the temperatures.
Right. Yeah. We have more questions to ask about the chamber and tourism and stuff, which I suppose you're about. You're one of the foremost authorities on tourism in this town. Like it or not, I would have to think.
Well, I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm still a newbie.
The event tonight, the summer sampler, before we get too far, before people get out of their cars.
That's why Mickey's here.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why.
Tell us what folks should be doing this evening. In town.
So Summer Sampler is from 5 to 8 p.m. We're in Farman Park, and it's a wonderful event where we have restaurants and bars that are bringing small bites. You can buy a ticket for $1, and then the restaurants and vendors are charging anywhere from 3 to 9 in general tickets. And it's a fundraiser for the chamber. We split the proceeds with our vendors, and we have live music. Maddox Farm Productions kicks off their Summer Music in the Park series tonight. They have found Cole and the Thorns will be providing live music, and that is sponsored by Ting. But sometimes our vendors do sell out, so you just want to get there as early as you can after work at 5 o'clock. Cash and credit card, we take both. And just to give you a little idea of what you can expect food-wise, we have Ivano's Catering, Sweet Lou's, Barrel 33, Connie's Cafe. The Crow's Bench is coming down from Schweitzer.
Okay.
Trinity at City Beach. The District Bistro Martini Bar and Wine Shop will be there. Smokesmith Barbecue.
Okay.
And then Pouring Beer will be McDuff's, and Ponderay Winery is going to be sharing their wine.
Excellent. Now, that's a total number of how many?
We have 10 vendors.
10 vendors. And they set up booths, and you enter and you purchase tickets.
Yes.
And then you go around and...
You decide what you want to sample.
Ah, okay. And do you have any tasty tidbits in terms of what people are serving ahead of time, or is it kind of like...
Oh, it's a mystery for most.
Okay.
But,
oh, cool.
I did see that Connie's is going to be offering a signature cocktail and chicken wings.
Oh, that's a winning combo.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And this goes from 5 to 8. And will music be provided the entire time?
They're going to be playing two 50-minute sets, Cole and the Thorns. And they'll be starting, probably around 5:30 or 6.
Okay, and part of the money goes back to the vendors.
Yes, we split the net profits with the vendors 50-50.
Okay, and where does the other 50% go?
To the operating budget of the chamber.
We're
a nonprofit organization supported by our members' dues and then fundraisers that we have throughout the year.
And what would be some of the expenses? I'm sure brochures, pamphlets, staff.
Mm-hmm. And then operating the visitor center itself, the physical building.
And that's open year-round?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yep.
Generally Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Okay, excellent. So the summer sampler, and we're manifesting the good weather, as you say, Jack.
Yeah, I think it's going to clear up by then. That's my prediction.
I like that
one. Yeah. What's the cost of admission?
It's free to get in.
I thought it
might
be.
So wonderful
time
in the park with the live music, wandering around, seeing friends, bumping into people you haven't seen in a while. And then every ticket is $1. So you just determine how many little samples you want, and we'll sell you as many tickets as you need.
Okay.
It's sort of like a farmer's market. You know, it's a social event as well, you know, that it's a great place to come across and visit with friends whom you haven't seen in a while.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, and then also to share your knowledge of the different food booths. Do you have any idea how many years this has been going on, or is this a question that...
You know, when I first moved here in 1997, we used to do Taste of Sandpoint in the wintertime during Winter Carnival. Right.
I remember A Taste of Sandpoint.
And at some point it switched to a summer sampler. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I know that this concept has been taking place for over 26 years.
And it gets a good turnout if the weather is cooperating.
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
We're talking to Mickey Quinn, the executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, about, among other things, the summer sampler, which is tonight from 5 to 8. But there's other events coming up, other events on the horizon, Mickey.
Yes, there are.
The 4th of July, of course, is not, I always think of the Lions Club. Is the chamber involved in the 4th of July at all, or what do you guys do around the 4th of July? Anything?
Yeah, the chamber is not involved with the 4th of July, but we're big supporters and mm-hmm. would love to see a successful event. The Lions do such a nice celebration on mm-hmm. the 4th. They kick off with the children's parade at 9 a.m. that
Which
Thursday.
Which is always fun.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I mean, just to close down the streets and see this burst of energy on their little scooters. And mm-hmm. Is James going to participate?
We have not discussed this. I do not know.
Okay. Okay.
But maybe, yeah. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, and yes. just line up the streets and applaud the red, white, and blue mm-hmm. flashes going by.
They're so cute.
They yeah. are. They are.
And then immediately following at 10 a.m., they have the grand parade. Mm-hmm. And they have a theme this year, focus on back to our roots, which is focusing on the community's rich history of being a timber town.
Ah, okay.
Cool.
And their grand marshals this year are Shirley Stevens and Norma Laud. And I had the opportunity to chat with Jennifer Rader, who's the treasurer of the Lions Club. And I asked her, how do they pick their grand marshals? And she said they look for people that are consistent with their theme, but mostly they look for pillars of the community.
Okay. Pillars. Uh-huh. Wooden pillars of the community to fit in with the theme.
And then the activity moves down to, well, the next organized event is the fireworks, right?
They do have a celebration down at City Beach. They're going to have food vendors down there.
Oh,
there's going to be,
yeah.
you know, the raffle, all right. selling uh-huh. tickets, and then they have some fun games.
Okay.
So definitely the party continues down at City Beach.
Cool. But,
you know, we sort of sitting here in June thinking July 4th, but do I dare say it's next Thursday?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
a week from the 4th of July. Yeah.
It's not some far off distant date.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I think after the parade then moves down to City Beach with events down there. Mm-hmm. And then once those occur and are done, then it's the wait until
dusk.
Yes. And you wait on these long summer days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fireworks, do they actually have a scheduled start time, or it's just...
I didn't see a start time. I think it's just
shortly
after.
It's usually after 10 or something. Or isn't it that late? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I thought it was around 9:30, but...
Let's not say a time specifically.
Yeah. Just if it's beautiful weather, just sit out and enjoy just being in Sandpoint.
Yeah. And that will be at City Beach. They launched them from the Windbag Marina...
Pier.
So if you're from the pier, so if you're sitting there at City Beach, you have a fine view.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's the 4th of July.
Should we take a break before we get into some of the other events from the, and then of course we're going to remind everyone once again of the summer sampler. On this date, Jack, June 27th in 1993, Lyle Lovett married...
I know this one.
Okay. Who?
Would this be Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts. And
yes.
I'm not going to go there, uh-huh. but she backs him up vocally on their I Love Everybody album. And I thought we would play. The marriage did not last long. It crashed and burned in 1995. But
yes.
maybe it didn't crash burn. They just probably had other interest and went elsewhere, mm-hmm. as people sometimes do. But, it's that little brief little footnote in Lyle Lovett's career. And here's a song from the CD is called I Love Everybody from 1994. And here is the title cut with Julia Roberts backing Lyle Lovett.
I love everybody, especially you. I love everybody, especially you. So if you feel lonesome, remember it's true. I love everybody.
It was Lyle Lovett with Julia Roberts on backing vocals there.
Help me, Jack. Didn't it sound like a funeral dirge? You know, like
it kind of did, yeah.
Or like the last song. We're going to be closing in 20 minutes here. The band's going to play the last song, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I love every, especially who
it kind of does,
especially
yeah.
you. What's your name? Anyway, I'm being unfair to Lyle and Julia.
Yes, I will quote the late Norm MacDonald, whose joke about their divorce was Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts are getting a divorce, and people close to the couple say the reason is because he's Lyle Lovett and she's Julia Roberts, which is pretty much, yeah. If I suppose you had to be alive and aware of what's going on in the 90s to make sense of that, but yeah, that was an odd pairing.
It's really not nice of us because that was 30 years ago, and Lord help us that any of us should be held accountable for something we did 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't want to be, you know, but anyway, we're here with Mickey Quinn, the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to come back and talk about the summer sampler, and we talked about the 4th of July events next Thursday. What else is coming up to the on the Chamber of Commerce agenda?
Well, our next big event happens on Saturday, July 6th, and that is Beer Fest. It's going to be our 10th annual Beer Fest, and we have 10 breweries represented this year. It takes place on the lawn at Trinity at City Beach from noon to 5 on Saturday, July 6th. And we have live music. Right Front Burner will be playing.
Mm-hmm.
They're always fun. Tickets are on sale now. It's $40. You can access the link to purchase tickets on the sandpointchamber.org website, or take a look at the Chamber's Facebook page. Tickets are $40. You get a commemorative glass. And unlimited 7-ounce pours from our vendors that are represented.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drag your feet, though, and you decide not to purchase until after June 30th, the price goes up to $50. So you'd be smart to not delay.
Okay, you have 3 days to get that early bird price.
Yes.
It's at, well, is it always on the, like, the weekend after the 4th of July?
It has either been the first weekend or the second weekend.
Okay.
And we've had a little competition from our Coeur d'Alene partners. They decided to have a brew fest on the same day.
Oh.
Yeah. Stinkers.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that. But it is kind of fun to have the long 4th of July weekend and, you know, include that.
Yes. We kind of felt like we had a captive audience.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They'll want to hang around.
Yeah.
And what a venue. I mean, looking eastward on the lake and the distant mountains. Wow.
You were able to get that venue in kind of questionable times, I guess you might say.
It was questionable if it was going to happen, if we were going to be able to do it in that location, which is so beautiful, because the Best Western Edgewater Resort had been purchased by Averill Hospitality. Trinity was not operating out of Trinity. They were over at 113 Main. And so, yes, it was touch and go. We weren't quite sure. But I was able to get in touch with Emily Kettner, who is the manager of the Best Western Edgewater. She put me in touch with Averill Hospitality, and they have been wonderful to work with. They were very accommodating. They wanted to do whatever they could to help the chamber have this community-focused event. And then they're working, obviously, with Justin Dick, and Trinity is back open at their location on the beach. And it has been very interesting to meet Brian Averill, who is the owner of Averill Hospitality, and Justin Dahl, who's their director of development. I find them to be very thoughtful, very community-oriented, very focused on celebrating their employees. And I think that they'll make a nice addition to our community.
Well, that's nice to hear. We're talking, of course, about the Averill Hospitality recently purchased that whole, the hotel and the restaurant. And there's, if you've been paying attention to the local news, there's been, I think it was only, a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago that they kind of debuted their plans for that space. They're planning to demolish the existing structure entirely and build something new. And that's been, a lot of people are talking about it.
But
does the Chamber of Commerce have an opinion on that at all? Or on the developments down there?
Nothing that the board has discussed. I mean, it's really out of our realm, but we support anything that is going to support local business. And we definitely see having a world-class facility in that area, being able to have events and that event space in the downtown corridor is very important to our local businesses.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. And I'm glad that Beer Fest is able to continue in that location because it's been there. Seems like it's always been there, or as far as I'm aware.
Most
of the time it's
there. Yeah.
That's cool.
We're excited to have all four of our local brewers going to be pouring. We have McDuff's, Laughing Dog, Utara, and of course Matchwood.
Yeah.
So we're excited they're all participating, and then we have some other regional breweries coming too.
Cool. Do you have the list?
I do. I can round it out.
Sure. There's only six others, right? Yeah.
Okay. One Tree Cider.
Okay.
Brewscape Beer from down in Hayden. Timbertown. They're always a good favorite. Trails End Brewing and Cabinet Mountain Brewing.
Okay. Cool.
Cabinet Mountain Brew. Where's that out of?
I think that's Montana.
Cabinet Mountain.
Huh.
Or Coeur d'Alene.
I don't know. That just sort of.
That's interesting. Yeah. Kind of northwest Montana somewhere. Cool.
Excellent. So that is the Beer Fest, July 6th, noon to 5 p.m. on the lawn. Now, the lawn will be cordoned off and people's IDs checked and things like that.
Yes. Well, we're going to check IDs. You get
a wristband.
A wristband. But families are welcome. It's just going to be a fun event.
And again, manifest good weather.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For the 6th, it's got to be, right? It's always sunny by the time we get to the 4th, seems like.
With the weather we've been having.
I know. What a strange year.
Who would think today is the high is going to be 65?
Yeah.
Come on, Jack. I mean, really. I mean, for the tail end of June.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
And the rest of the country is baking.
I say again and again that I'm glad for it because we had such a mild winter and no snowpack that the more moisture that we get, the better. Seems like I was kind of afraid we'd all be baking by the
middle
of June.
We have been in the past, but this year things have worked well
or
in
smoking
our favor.
Worse.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey Quinn, what else? Those are the big summer events at the Chamber of Commerce.
Those are the ones, yes.
Okay. The Chamber is looking forward to the rest of the year. Do we talk about what you guys do? I imagine you're busiest in the summer, especially at the Visitor Center.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
And then we kick off our Leadership Sandpoint program. Leadership Sandpoint has been going on as long as I've been involved with the Chamber. In fact, I'm a graduate of Leadership Sandpoint from 1998-1999. It's a program where we accept nominations for people to join us and go through a 9-month training. We meet once a month, and they get an in-depth introduction to our community. The class gets to meet with the sheriff, with our our chief of police. We get to learn about logging. We take them for a day at the hospital. So it's a really great in-depth getting to know your community program. We also do board training because we look to these people to be our future board members and community leaders. And this year we're incorporating leadership training development as well. So that kicks off in September.
Okay. And if you're interested in that, go to the Chamber website.
Just send us an email at info@sandpointchamber.com.
Okay. In your capacity as the executive director, what do you do all day? Are you talking, are you in conversation with all the businesses around town, all the members about, I don't know, what's going on and how you can help each other? What's your job?
Yes.
What do you do?
Our main mission is to be a supporter of business development in our area.
Yeah.
And so I partner with my counterpart, Brent Baker, who is with the Pondere Economic Partnership Organization. Mm-hmm. And we are coming up with ideas on how we can support businesses and how we can stay diverse, not be totally focused on tourism. It's a big part of our economy, but it's not the only part. Yeah. And it's important that we have diversity in the workforce, diversity in the types of businesses that we attract here to Sandpoint. And being the funnel and the filter of information, it's important to gather information from the businesses, what's working well, what isn't working well, what their concerns are, and then have the opportunity to share that information with who can make a difference, like our mayor, with the county commissioners, whatever, whoever I can get information to that can help us be stronger and survive and thrive.
Like KRFY.
Hey, right here.
That's why you're here. Go for it, Jack. Yeah. I was going to ask another question, but...
You mentioned tourism being a big part, not the only part. Is it safe to say it's the largest kind of sector of our local economy?
No, I think it's only about 43%. I'm not exactly sure, but it's in the 40% of our economy is tourism.
Okay. Big deal, though.
Yeah, significant.
This year... of course, the lake level was low until I think only like a week and a half ago, something like that. Middle of June.
Yes.
Are you hearing from the chamber members how that's been kind of affecting business this year?
Yes, that was definitely a concern.
Yeah.
And it has impacted those who, do the rentals. Lake Pondere Cruises was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get their boat in as early as normal. And that was a concern. And I had, because that has a federal component, U.S. Corps of Engineers, I was able to reach out to the regional director from U.S. Senator Jim Risch's office and express those concerns to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it's great to have the people that can help us, or at least who have the ear of those who can influence those types of changes that are needed and how it's impacting our businesses here.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of year they're having? Has it been greatly detrimental to have that slow start?
It definitely was felt.
Yeah.
But I think that they're now so in the thick of it.
Right. Yeah. It's certainly busy here
in
town
flow.
Right now. Yeah.
Yes.
I had a hard time finding parking down here at like it's 7:45 in the morning or whatever. So
my car was in front there.
Uh-huh.
Does Sandpoint have a sister city?
Yes. Is it Nelson?
Oh, what's Nelson?
I think you
would be right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering. I don't know exactly what a sister city does, but
it's on my list to figure out. Yes.
I don't know what that is either. You hear about sister cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's like we're similar in type or nature or population, but I have some research to do on exactly how that works.
Okay. I would think I've been in other places where a sister city has been around the world on the other side, but certainly with being coordinated with Nelson and Sandpoint, hey, if you're heading up to Canada, go across the ferry and into Nelson, and you know, or if you're going into the United States, go by way of Sandpoint. Yeah, I'm sure that there's a way that you can scratch each other's back and make it work. I was just sort of curious if we had one, and I want to say at one time or another, I did think I heard from someone that it was Nelson.
Yeah,
and I do like Nelson, I have to admit.
And they're part of the Selkirk Loop.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Asking other, you know, questions. I know we didn't ask you to prepare any statistics or anything like that, but tourism is about 43% of our economy. Are there any kind of sectors or areas that are on the upswing or on the downswing?
Well, an area that's really interesting is the aeronautics.
Yeah.
So we have this corridor of businesses that are attracted to this area, and we have several in our area. So that's something that's unique and certainly adds that diversity in our types of businesses here in Sandpoint.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was just thinking about how tourism being such a big part, but like something like the lake doesn't come up, or you have a bad snow year or something like that. Like, it's so dependent on external factors, on whether... whether the tourists arrive or do not at any given time, that it is.
Yes.
You mentioned diversification. I think that's important.
It is.
Yeah. The aeronautics sector.
Yeah. Who would think?
Yeah. I guess Forrest Byrd was an aeronautical engineer, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. We're here with Mickey Quinn, Executive Director, Chamber of Commerce, and, anything else on the agenda that you'd like to talk about before we remind our listeners of Summer Sampler?
Well, just want to share one of our chamber members. The Community Cancer Services is hosting their annual fundraiser this Saturday, June 29th, along with One Change Group. And it takes place at the Granary Arts District on Oak Street, starting at 2 p.m. They have live music, food trucks, raffles, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family. So I just wanted to give them a little plug.
Oh, absolutely. And they provide incredible service. We've had representatives come on and talk about what they've done, and they provide invaluable service to the community. Mm-hmm. A round of applause and thanks to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, before Saturday, there's this afternoon, going into early evening, the Summer Sampler. Refresh our listeners, as they head into the third cup of coffee.
So Summer Sampler is happening tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Farman Park. And you can come and enjoy the live music by Cole and the Thorns, coordinated by Maddox Farm Productions and sponsored by Ting. And if you would like to partake and taste some of the treats that are going to be there, the tickets are just $1 each, and the vendors offer their little taste anywhere between $3 and $9 is generally the pricing, but we have a lot of great food, and it's a wonderful opportunity to have a small bite and check it out, see if you like it, and then go back for another one
and come early.
Yes, because sometimes our vendors do run out, so you don't want to miss.
And it looks like the weather's going to hold, right, Jack?
Sure. Let's say it doesn't. Do you have plans?
And the tsunami hits, right, and the earthquake happens.
Do you reschedule, or will it? Is there cover for these restaurants?
They are bringing their own tents.
Okay.
We are bringing tents for our check-in tables.
Yeah.
Our raffles. Oh, and I forgot to mention that with every $10 of food tickets that you purchase, you get a free raffle ticket to enter to win a pair of festival tickets, you can choose to put your ticket into the bucket for a cruise for two on Lake Ponderay Cruises.
Cool.
And you could possibly win both.
Sure.
You could.
Why not? I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. Okay. The Summer Sampler, the umpteenth annual Summer Sampler. We don't know exactly how many years it's been going on, but that is tonight, and it only happens once a year, so.
Mm-hmm.
thanks to the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and thank you, Mickey, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We want to, and keep us on your speed dial with upcoming events, and if you'd like to come back again and share whatever's happening. It's always good to know what's happening with the Chamber, because they do represent us across a broader range.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
We have a song queued up.
Yes, we do.
Go on ahead. This date in, do I dare say, 1959? Huh. June 27th, 1959. West Side Story closes on Broadway after 734 performances. And this is before that was made into a movie, which probably everybody knows. But and then it also was remade again this past holiday season by Steven Spielberg. But here's a song from West Side Story that had performed 734 performances on Broadway before closing on this date. And this goes out to Don Childress.
Which one did you want to play?
Maria.
Okay.
Absolutely. Didn't I cue that up?
No, but I got it right here. This would be with the...
How could I not cue it up? I thought I had.
The original Broadway cast?
Original Broadway cast, whom I don't
Gotta
know.
Gotta be. Okay.
Okay, here's Maria from West Side Story.
Okay.
Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard.